and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message.
Good morning. This is Pastor Tim of ISawTheLightMinistries.com. Today we're going to talk about the subject of, is this Satan's world? Is Satan the god of this world? Does this world belong to Satan? Is Satan God? In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, it says, in whom the god of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. At first glance and at first reading, it may seem like 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4 is teaching that Satan is the god of this world. In fact, it is calling him the god of this world. But what does that mean? Many people interpret it to mean that Satan is the god of this world and that this world belongs to Satan. That this is not God's world, but Satan's world. Let's examine some other scriptures to make for sure that that interpretation is correct or not correct. And as I continue to share the scriptures, I encourage you to jot down these scripture verses real quickly, where they're located, and then after the broadcast, you can go back and read these scriptures more slowly, more carefully, in prayer and in fasting, to make for sure that you understand these scriptures correctly. I do not want to be leading you astray, but I ask that you study the scriptures and see what the scriptures really, truly teach. And I must be moving along very quickly within the next 13 minutes. So I encourage you to just jot down the scripture numbers and then re-examine them more carefully, slowly, in prayer and in fasting after the broadcast. In Matthew chapter 4, starting in verse 8, Matthew 4 verse 8, it says again, the devil taketh him up, talking about the devil took Jesus up into exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things I will give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. So a lot of people will use these verses to prove once again, to prove that Satan is the god of this world, that this world belongs to Satan, that all the kingdoms of the world belong to Satan. Because why could Satan make this claim that I would give you all the kingdoms of this world if he did not own them? That is the logic of man. However, Jesus' response in Matthew 4, verse 10, then Jesus said to him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. So Jesus' response was totally different than what man is teaching. Man is teaching that yes, the kingdoms of this world and this world belong to Satan. But Jesus himself said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thy serve. Jesus did not give Satan authority or dominion over the kingdoms of this world. You would never find it written in any verse of the Bible where God said, here, Satan, here, is the world. Here is the kingdoms of the world. Where can you find such a verse in the Bible? What Jesus said was basically a repeat of the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. God is God, and God alone is God. And God created the heavens and the earth. The book of Psalms 24, verse 1, Psalms 24, verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. So why is man saying that the earth is Satan's and the fullness thereof and the world and they that dwell therein? Psalm 89, verse 11, the heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14, Deuteronomy 10, 14, behold, the heaven and the heavens of heaven is the Lord's thy God, and the earth also, and all that therein is. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 26, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 26, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Verse after verse after verse, the scriptures declare that the earth belongs to the Lord. The heavens and the earth, the fullness thereof, and all the inhabitants thereof belong to the Lord. The Lord is God, and God alone. The scriptures never says that Satan took dominion over the earth or over the kingdoms thereof. Now Satan wants to exalt himself, and man is helping Satan to exalt himself. But who did God give the dominion of the earth to? To Satan, as your ministers who do not know the Bible proclaim that Satan is God, that the earth belongs to Satan? Or do the scriptures proclaim that God gave the dominion to us, the body of Christ, the kingdom of God? Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Where does the Bible say that all power in heaven or in earth is given to Satan? The power belongs to Jesus and to the body of Christ. Matthew 28 continues, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Jesus here says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. Jesus is basically saying, because I have all power in heaven and earth, you have all power in heaven and earth. I have the power. I give it to you. I go unto the Father. Great works shall you do. Even greater works shall you do. All the things I have done and even greater works shall you do, because I go back to the Father. When did he say that to Satan? When did Satan take over the world? Did God lose the world in a battle with Satan? Is God a loser? Did God lose the earth in a war? Did Satan take away from God his kingdom, his world, his creation? God gave the dominion to man. Genesis 1, verse 27. Genesis 1, 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Where did God say that to Satan? But God gave the dominion to man. 1 Corinthians 3:21, therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, rather Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. For you are Christ's and Christ is God's. This verse, 1 Corinthians 1:21, declares that God gives man the dominion, not Satan. 1 Peter 2 verse 9, for you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. The Bible proclaims that we are a priesthood and a nation. We are kings, we are priests. The Bible says, Jeremiah 1 verse 10, see, I have set this day thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. When Jeremiah was just a youth, 16 years old, God told Jeremiah, I set you over the kingdoms, over the nations, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. When did God say that to Satan? Let's put away the doctrines of man, and let's accept what the scriptures plainly say. So what about the verse in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, where it calls Satan the god of this world? What does that mean? So let's look at that verse now, and let's look at it in the context in which it is written. Going back to verse 1 of 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 4. Therefore, seeing that we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The context of this verse is that Satan is the God of the blind, of the lost, of the unbelieving. That's because their God is money, cars, careers, boyfriends, girlfriends. That is their God. But this earth belongs to the Lord and all the inhabitants thereof, and God does not need Satan's permission, for this earth belongs to the Lord and only to the Lord, and the devil is not our God. Amen. All praises to Jesus Christ today and tomorrow and forevermore. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.